The Hideous Creature Show.
Toupee! He's got a toupee!
So can I bring your bike in? It's just this, seeing your landlady's curtains twitching. She's got the look of a bike thief about her.
What, aging female divorcee? What's she going to do, sell it to buy Jacob's Creek?
Look at Sarky with me, mate. That bike's my living, not like you pretend to be some struggling cartoonist pouncing off a stable like decent taxpayers like me fund your drink problem. I wouldn't mind so much, but you seem to be having such a shit time. But anyway, I'm just coming back from a club, right? Passing by your gaff and I remembered. You'll be 20 quid.
Daisy, this is Tyus. He bikes my drawings round for me.
Tyus, hi. Yeah, Tim told me he had more than one friend. I didn't believe him, but here you are. It's the village of the damned!
Coming to you from Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, inside Choo Choo Ah Two, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Thursday, February 18th, 2010. This is a Hideous Creature Show. My name is June.
I'm Pat.
What's up, Pat?
What's up, June?
Nothing. What are you doing tonight?
I got a date with a very handsome man.
Yeah. I'm a lucky dude. I'm
getting some tonight. Awesome. Or you're getting some tonight, I have to say.
Some of that deep dicking I've been desiring.
You don't have to wear a condom if you spray your cosmic raid first.
Well, I dip it in wax. That's my game. So this episode, Patrick and I are just kind of hanging out. Jenny's still in Montana.
Montana.
But we wanted to still put something out. And we've been talking about doing a mixtape show, which is going to consist of all the outro songs that we are, some of the outro songs that we've had on the show. And Patrick came over and he brought a bunch of beer, and we have nothing to do except sit around, listen to music, and make a mixtape for our lovers, which is you guys. Listen,
AKU
listeners,
AKU.
AKU.
Instead of AKA, it's AKU.
Yeah, I love that we foible around acronyms. You fuss and fight.
I do that all the time. We fuss and fight and turn all night. We stroke each other's tears.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
So,
get into this.
Excuse me, one sec.
Yeah.
I got the coffees.
Have
and
you
that I need to drink
coffee?
This beer.
Oh, coffee. I drank a lot of coffee today.
How much coffee did you drink? We're kind of debating around smoking in the room tonight.
Probably about three cups, but I haven't drank coffee in probably like 2 weeks, a week.
You've drank how much in a week?
Like three cups all today. I don't really drink coffee that often. Anyway, this is really exciting about my coffee habits.
Well, you know what the thing is? I think it's the only avenue that I have not ventured down with you.
Is about my coffee drinking?
Your coffee intake? I need to know. Give me more coffee talk.
You know how much Coca-Cola I've consumed in my life.
That's right. You're more of a
That's what heaven is to me. I don't think there's a heaven, but when I get to heaven, somebody's be like, "Hey, you're in heaven. What do you want to do?" And I'll be like, "I just want 8 months where I can ask questions like, if there was as much Coca-Cola in the world, I want to know what I've drank it, but like put it in the house that I grew up in as a kid. Like how much would you fill up that house with Coca-Cola? Like if all the cigarettes I've ever smoked were like butts, would they fill up like a car? Like my first car?"
Oh, they fill up a car.
Yeah. I just want to know shit like that. All the urine that I've ever produced in my life, show it to me now on a football field.
I think that would go into, did you ever see Defending Your Life?
Yes.
It's
a wonderful movie.
See, that would be kind of like one of the past life pavilion type of deals where you go into and you'd go, how many cigarette butts would equal, how much cigarette butts have I smoked? What does that equal? And I would like mine to be versus a large quadruped.
Like a hollow elephant?
Like how many? No, how many elephants versus how much beer I've drinking? Oh, June. You've drinking 18 elephants worth of beer.
That's exactly what I'm saying, and I think that would only happen in Past Life Pavilion if you were moving on, because
that could be true.
That probably, oh man, that music. That was, for all of you that were wondering what the awesome music was, it's on June and my next upcoming release that is slated for early June.
I think it's mid-June.
Mid-June. Wickety Hack.
Waka waka! So anyway, on this show, since it's just been me and Patrick, and honestly, tonight...
I miss Jenna.
I don't want to get fucking wasted. I do too. I don't want to get wasted and do another crappy podcast, so we're going to get wasted and do a mixtape of those tunes for our outros.
We're staying on target.
We are going to stay on target, fucking finally. And you know what else?
We're not going to stay
Motherfucker, I have been, I think on the last like three podcasts, I've just been shit-faced drunk.
And I've just been hacking it.
Hacking it? Oh, fuck you. Anyway.
I've just been, you know, I'm looking for a job.
Moving on. That's right. How's the job search?
Job search is going really well. What do you call those sticks that you tie a handkerchief up there with all your possessions?
A noose.
No, it's like a...
it's a hobo pack.
Yeah, but there's an actual word for it. Like, it's not... It's like a birchiff or... It's there's a word for it.
Birchiff?
There's an actual word that's like a two-syllable word. It's not like a bundle, but it's like bundle and handkerchief combined. So that's why I said birchiff.
Is that... Okay, the
a bindle. It's a bindle.
A bindle.
A bindle. I think it's a bindle. That's what it's called. That's kind of how I feel like walking through the City of Roses. Like, I got my fucking bindle.
You got one shoe.
Hey, brother, can you spare a dime? That's how I feel.
Listening to old Woody Guthrie stuff.
Burgerville. I'm writing Woody Guthrie songs. This machine kills fascists. Like, I'm Burgerville is looking really tempting to me right now. I bet they got a really great 401k program after about 3 years.
You know what's fucked up? I think you're probably right.
They probably do, and they probably pay $9.50 an hour, and you don't get tipped, but...
Not to mention you can have those delicious milkshakes.
Oh, God, I didn't even think about that.
And
I'm
they make a good
tomorrow.
Fish sandwich.
Should I work in the one on MLK or Hawthorne?
I don't know. I'd say both.
I can
you gotta
I can
live for once, yeah. Baby.
So how's you your life moonlight. Going? You're a homeowner.
Yep. And I just dropped $3,000 on a furnace for my house.
Your house just shot up 15 grand. More. Just think
about
when
way. I'm living here.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's also on the past shows. I've been really drunk and talking about how fucked up shit is. But now on a sober tip, furnace blew up. Spent my money on a new furnace. Now the house is going to be warm. Fuck yeah. Good
if
to
I
go.
Win the lottery, you get new windows.
I want
and a KitchenAid.
I want those spinner teeth. I gotta get my girl rocking.
I forget what car. Because
I gotta
car.
Meet the chicks.
I think it's an old. It's one of those old like spider Porsches that are like black. That's what you told me one day. I want that car, and I said I win the lottery. You get that car.
And what would I do with the fucking car?
You'd drive it
to where? I just think if you have a great car and you got nowhere cool to drive to, then you're just kind of masturbating.
What do you call Clackamas? That's a cool place to drive to.
I guess so.
It's not. I'm going to shut up now.
Then I can go meet some girl at a Burgerville over there, and I'll hook you guys up.
You
she'll
get some
you a
scabies.
Job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then I can borrow your car to go to work.
Perfect.
After winning the lottery.
So, anyway, on the first one, episode 71109, we had a band Holy called shit. The Pogues, and which is one of my favorite bands. And this song, what I was thinking about, Patrick, is we kind of make this kind of a mixtape that you make for your girlfriend type of thing.
Okay.
Except instead of like in between songs going, I miss you. You've been at yoga for like 45 minutes.
Oh, and you didn't
I can't
get home.
Wait for you to come back.
You had to stop for your wheatgrass shake.
Thinking about you. Oh, my God. You're going to miss Lost.
Who am I going to cuddle with? I thought I was your Sawyer.
Motherfucker.
You're my Kate. You're my Juliet.
This song is called A Girl with Brown Eyes by The Pogues, which I am a huge, huge fan of The Pogues and a huge fan of Shane McGowan's New Grill.
And legs of other men were scattered all around. was a pair of brown eyes that was looking at me. But when we got back, labeled parts 1 to 3, there was no pair of brown eyes waiting for me. I'll rove and a rove and a rove and I'll go for a pair of brown eyes.
Kyle the Pogues.
That song was very fitting to me tonight. It actually made me feel good.
It's good shit. We were thinking when we were listening to it, is this a love mix or whatever?
Is it a breakup mix?
I think it's just I love the crying in your beer music. It's a Nina Simone doing Sea Lion Woman.
Sea lion woman, dressed in green, wear silk stockings with golden seams. Sea lion woman, sea lion woman, dressed in red, make a man lose his head. Sea lion woman, sea lion woman, black dress on for $1,000. She wailed and she moaned. Sea lion woman, wiggle, wiggle, purr like a cat, wink at a man and he winked back. Now child, sea lion woman, empty his pockets and wreck his days, make him love her and shoot fly away. And she wreck his days, and she make him love her, then she shoot fly away. She got a black dress on for $1,000. She wail and she moan.
That Sea Lion Woman song was from the 8109 show, and I've loved that song for fucking ever. I've always wanted to do a cover of it too, but just having the right accompaniment for it and everything, and just be, it's so simple, but
you kind of, you have a way in your head that you want it to be,
right.
And you don't,
I kind of just want to do it her way.
Right, exactly. This is the Hideous Creature Show, by the way.
This next one is from 8809, which is a Ween. Actually, this is a version of the song that never came out. This is a bootleg version that I'd got. It's called Friends, and it's fucking funny. And as soon as we got this, we were just like, oh, my God, fuck,
and I've,
yeah.
I've heard the other version, and I like this version. It reminds me of you.
I like this version, too.
I pray to another place with much more land. A friend who knows what being a friend is.
brings light. And so I keep on looking.
Your special friend. Fuck, that band is so fucking good.
You know what? And when you put that out as a mixtape to the listeners, that's what you want. You're like, hey, we're gonna fuck, but we're gonna be friends. What do we got coming up next on the Hideous Creature Show?
Next is something that I found. I was kind of late on the starter on this one.
I've been really
Mark
late.
Lanigan.
I've been really late on
Hit
this one.
Hit the City.
When this first debuted on the show, I don't remember the date of the show, but when it debuted,
it's 8:22:09, Mark Lanigan.
We were actually sitting here listening to it on the outro of the show right after we'd done it, and I was just like, "Fuck!" Every time I've heard Mark Lanigan, I sit there and I say the same thing. This is like Screaming Trees, but so much better.
Yeah,
and it's just like, why don't I own this shit? Like, why don't I have the shit to listen to?
Well, on this album, PJ Harvey was doing the background vocals on. It's like fucking awesome. And it just kicks off so rad. Fucking good.
Dark descends through the promised land. Damn king. City.
This next one is from the 9-12-09 episode that we did.
Sweet August.
And I don't want to I don't want to talk over it because this is such a fucking great.
This is close to your heart, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think it's close to a lot of people's heart.
That, I agree.
If you don't know this, then you need to fucking buy it. This is Dolly Parton with Jolene.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Decide to do, Jolene.
This next one is a is not on Mule Variations. It's supposed to be on Mule Variations, but it just like it's so good. But this is from the 92609 track that we did. This is called Buzz Fettigen's Yard by Tom Waits.
This is the Hideous Creatures.
Stood on the roof, stood so down. Get a better look at the Fettigen's Yard. Big sharp pistols, ammo too. Nothing but books about a World War II. Rottweiler, Doberman, a Pinkerton guard. I ain't allowed in Buzz Fettigen's Yard. I ain't allowed. Thank you.
This is the Andrews Sisters with Rum and Coca-Cola, and I love it.
It's
so good, and I love the quality of recording the analog. Oh, motherfucker, I love it.
They're all in a room.
Good stuff.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Oh, beat it, man, beat it. If a Yankee comes to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, you vex me, you vex me. Chick a chick carry to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Helps old Chuck celebrate his leave, makes every day like New Year's Eve. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. It's a fact, man, it's a fact. In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girls, the natives swoon when she hear der bingle croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, GI romance with native peach. All night long make tropic love, the next day sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Oh, it's a fact, ma, it's a fact. Rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola. Working for the
The next song is from our 10-10-09 show, and I have a very soft spot for Billy. And this is an oldie but a goodie. It's called Blue Moon from Billie Holiday. Enjoy.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Thank you. without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. New moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then they suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
So the next band that we have set up from, 10-1709 show, it's a Dirt Bombs.
You just blew my mind.
Motherfucker. This band is so good, you have to fucking see them live, or you die not knowing.
I just want to thank you for this. Yeah, thank you for this.
Get ready, motherfuckers. If you don't know it, get your shit.
Saw you dropping the slots, and you got a brand new game. Riding down the alley with whatever you want from a man with no last name. Like an idiot animal, too stupid to tame. Your brand new game, your brand new game, your brand new game, your brand new game.
Keep it rolling. This is RTX that we did on the 11-28-09 show.
Let it be, baby, 'cause you got what I need. I think it's true, baby, that we're making it change. If you want a woman, baby, I'll be there.
The next one that we had is from 103109, which is another Mark Lanegan, but I can't stress enough to just buy the record Bubblegum. We've done a nice little compilation. I fucking hope you guys like it. Because I wanted to do it for a long time, like kind of an outro thing. And on the website, you can find all the outro songs on our... I'm going to reiterate again. Because now we're kind of drunk, me and Patrick.
We're doing all right. You can find it all on our website if you want to buy them. And June has really... is influencing you to buy them, and I agree.
Yeah. I think, and that, more than that, just if these artists that you like, besides the Andrew Sisters, I don't think they're around anymore.
Okay.
Can just go and see them if they're alive, because supporting local shit.
Well, Billie Holiday and Nina Simone are kind of null and void, too.
Well, I guess it's not local either. Just go see them if they're in town, and fucking, also, if your drunk asses want to leave us a message... at our Hideous Creature hotline is 503-928-7751.
Leave the happiest song that you ever have, and we'll do this again at some point. We'll come up with another playlist.
Right.
I think that's a really good idea. I like this show today. I mean, it's a different show, but this is like Hideous Creature's supplemental, so it's still HCS.
It is.
But it's supplemental.
But actually, it would be nice if people like... You can go to our website, or you can go to fucking
Facebook
and leave like what song you thought that we missed, We can either leave it as an outro. If you're a local band in Portland or if you're a band anywhere in the fucking world, leave a message because I would love to like support your ass.
Unless you're from Portugal.
No Portuguese.
Unless you're from Brazil and you speak Portuguese.
That's my favorite spot.
Well, if you're Brazil, it is, because then you have the Os Mutantes.
But you should do it regardless.
Sorry.
If you like a song, we'll set it up and we'll do another thing that's just listeners. Another 30 episodes or whatever the fuck it is.
Maybe we should also have like a guilty pleasure show. I think
what's a guilty pleasure show?
A guilty pleasure show would be like things that you would never. Well, we would be smoking the entire time. Jenny and I would be really good at this. They're songs that you would never admit to your friends that you actually love listening to, but you kind of have to listen to them. So I'm trying to think of something like, this isn't my thing.
Like
but
ABBA. You love ABBA.
No, that's not a guilty pleasure. That's just, I appreciate skill.
You're straight out
ABBA. But if I told you, do you ever know I'm a really, which I'm not, but if I ever said, hey, did you know I'm a big No Doubt fan? And he went, what?
No Doubt.
That would be a guilty pleasure.
That would be a very guilty pleasure.
And that, like, their first record.
You had to clip some nutsack on that one.
I got to clip some nutsack. I got to shave it fucking flaxen down. But a guilty pleasure show would also be really good. What is your guilty pleasure? Because then we would have to listen to horrible, horrible music and we can talk over it.
Also, on the next episode of the Hideous Creature Show, I would like to do something like a theme that we were thinking about is what is something you got away with? And you can be anonymous about it and call us on the hotline, 503-928-7751, and just... Because I think we're going to, like, say something that we got away with. Like, something you got away with that
you should have some guilt, but you
shouldn't have got away with.
Right.
But you did. Because I got mine.
You do? I don't have mine yet, but that's because
that's
going to
be homework for the show.
I can't admit certain things. I can't because, you know, then my mom would cry.
Yeah, your mom listens to the show.
Sorry, Mom. I love my mom. My mom's not stupid enough to listen to this show. Not that we're bad, but...
No, we're bad.
She can't even watch American Beauty.
I don't even know if moms know how to upload shit.
My mom knows.
I don't think people know what a podcast.
Yeah.
So, anyway. On an outro note, this is something that I revisited for a couple weeks, and I thank you guys for listening to it. This last song is My Morning Jacket.
Hideous Creature Show, thank you.
The Hideous Creature Show.
My favorite TV theme show is California, California, here I come. First of all, I'm listening to your podcast, and you got to get your shit straight, June, because Quincy Jones did write the Sanford and Son theme song, but he did not write the Pink Panther. That was Henry Mancini, and you should know that because you're an old jazz boy.
My favorite TV theme song is that fucking TV show where the little boy and his dad were divorced and they didn't have a mom. I don't know. I was a fucking little kid, and when I'd stay home from school sick, I'd watch it. Eddie was the kid's name. Oh, and June, you're a fucking asshole. Give me a fucking call sometime. If you haven't figured it out, this is Josh, motherfucking Brink.